Today, our call of worship is going to be in responsive reading. So if I could get that up on the screen. We're ready for that? Okay, I'll do the worship leader part, and if you guys would join me in the everyone sections as we read. This is taken from several passages in John, Romans, Corinthians, and Ephesians. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Neither height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For the love of Christ compels us. May you be rooted and established in the love of Christ. May you be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth, and the height of the love of Christ. May you know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. May you be filled with all the fullness of God. This is my commandment, that you should love one another as I have loved you."